You're now listening to DP34 Radio, your safe place for focus, inspiration, love, and motivation. This new normal, better normal, from home of the Pow Pow Festival to your podcast providers. Don't forget to hit the like and follow as well. Dear brothers and sisters, don't forget to tune in to the Wednesday Bible Study Block every Wednesday starting from 18:30, 6:30 p.m. onwards for the Feast SM Dasmanias Bible Study Community. And at 20:08 p.m. for the AWGP SOS Life Group. If you miss these Bible study block sessions, don't forget that DP34 Radio offers the same-day replay starting at 2300, 11 p.m. This program is brought to you by Make It Real Studios.
Po, sana po makakasama namin kayo muli all throughout the program. My name is Ben Gracia po with my partner here.
Ako po si Ching. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Kumusta po kayo?
Okay, so tonight po, we have some announcement which will give you later. But for now, yung mga may birthday po dyan, reminder lang, you can post it on the comment section para mabati po namin kayo. Yung mga may prayers, petitions, intentions sa comment section din po, as well as yung mga questions, suggestions po ninyo on how we can further improve yung ating program. As also po, follow our page, yung mag-like din po kayo and share it to your family, friends, and relatives po, no? Para po sila din po makasama natin, makapiling natin dito po sa ating Bible study online. So, I think, yun lang sa akin, Mami. Maybe have any announcement, Mami?
Wala naman po.
Okay, so...
Kumustahan po tayo.
Kumustahan tayo.
Kumusta po, no? Bigla pong uminit.
Bigla nga uminit.
Oo, oh, siguro napansin nyo. Yung iba, nagkakasakit because of the change in temperature. Diba? Last week, malamig. Tapos bigla pong uminit. So, we are entering the summertime. At we are also entering in 2 weeks time, 1 year anniversary of our lockdown.
Oo nga.
Diba? 1 year mag-anniversary ng ating lockdown. So, hopefully, dumating na rin po ang mga vaccine.
Yes, ayan. Vaccine.
Hopefully, magsimula na ang pagbabago sa sitwasyon ng pandemya. Yan.
Pag-willing sana ng pagbabago. Magkaroon ng good effect sa ating mga kababayan na magpapaturok. Magpapaturok.
No? Magpaturok. Yan. At batiin natin, Brother Ben, yung mga kasama natin ngayon, no? Mga maagang na nunood at nakasama natin. Si Sister Louie. At
Louie. Hello,
Sister
Louie.
Kumusta
ka
na?
Kumusta ka?
Ikaw ba, Sister Louie, ay nasa nandiyan ka na ba sa Kahaya ngayon?
I think nandun na siya, no?
Kumusta ka? Baka... Sabihin mo sa amin, para minsan...
Gusto mo mag-Bible study dyan, ano?
Minsan ay madalaw ka namin,
no? Madalaw ka namin.
Si J.R. Florentino, nasa Las Piñas, J.R. At kumusta din kay Tita Shirley. Yan, nanonood.
Si Yung yan ng ano, yun? Make It Real.
Yan, Make It Real. Yeah. Si Sister Edna Benitez. Edna Benitez, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
I hope nakuha mo na yung certificate mo.
Yan, si Sister Nemi Sanggalang.
Sister Nemi, hello.
Kumusta ka po?
Kumusta kay Brother Benny din. Kumusta,
Brother Benny. Si Faith Bender. Sister Faith. Kumusta ka na?
Good evening po, welcome.
Good evening sa'yo. Si Sister Linda Sunga. Kumusta po, Linda?
Malayo yan.
Kumusta po, Sister Linda? At dalangin natin ang patuloy mong pagpagaling. Yes. Yan.
Casey,
yan. Sister Casey Sagkal.
Casey, hello, hi.
Hello, and Sister Perla.
Ita Perl.
Ita Perla.
Malayo sa akin.
Malayo dito. Katapit ang bahay namin. At si Paul Madriaga,
Brother
Ever
Paul,
Ever Sufi from the Media Ministry. Yan. Siya daw ang representative ng Media Ministry.
Yes.
Okay. So, magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Okay, so probably we could have our opening prayer na, Mr. Jane, no? Mahan po kami at tayo po manalangin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, we praise you, we magnify you. We thank you so much, Lord, for another chance at life. We thank you so much, Lord, for this very hour that we are once more gathered in your name. And sabi mo nga, Lord, when we are gathered in your name, you are in our midst. And so, Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit, Lord, once more to guide us, to strengthen us, to give us the grace to understand everything that we're going to talk about tonight, Lord God. Habang pagsasaluhan po namin ang iyong salita, buksan mo po ang aming puso at isipan, Panginoon. So that we'll be able to grasp everything, Lord, and apply them sa aming pong buhay na pang-araw-araw namin. Thank you so much, Mama Mary, for being a mother to us, for praying for us, for interceding for us. And all of this we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And
amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay po. So, Mami, we can proceed now sa ating pong gospel for tonight.
Our gospel for tonight is taken from... It's taken from the book of Saint of Matthew.
Yeah.
Of Matthew. Yan. Chapter 20, verses 17 to 18.
28.
Ay, 17 to 28.
Yeah.
Sorry po. Ayan po. Last. Yan. So, we encourage you po to
open your Bible.
Open your Bible. And, sabay-sabay po tayong basahin po natin ang nilalaman ng ating reading for tonight. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of sons of Zebedee approached him with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left, in the kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My cup you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but is for those to whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make over authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Praise
Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Yan.
Okay. So, medyo mahaba ng konti yung ating gospel for tonight, no? So without further ado, to give us a gospel background po, no, today's gospel presents three
vital points. Una po, this is the third announcement of the passion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ito yung pangatlong pagsasabi niya tungkol sa kanyang passion. No? Pangalawa, the petition of the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Zebedee. Okay.
Zebedee.
Zebedee. Yeah. Okay, yan yung pangalawa. And the third po is the discussion of the apostles among themselves regarding the first place of honor. So, yan tatlong po magkoconcentrate ang ating pong usapan for tonight. Okay? So, let's go po sa verses 17 to 19, no? About the third announcement of the Passion. They were going up towards Jerusalem, and this time, no, Jesus walks in front of them. Si Lord ang nauuna. Kung dati nauuna yung mga apostoles, no, this time, the Lord is the one leading them, no, sa pag-afet sa Jerusalem. And it was the third year of his ministry as well. And we are informed, if we read St. John chapter 11, verse 54 po, that after he raised Lazarus from the dead, our Lord, in order to avoid the anger of the religious authority, he went to the city of Jerusalem by way of the city of Ephraim. No? So, yung Ephraim po, sa Hebrew, is basically the one of the 12 tribes of Israel. But its meaning it means fruitful, no? Which is the Hebrew word for it, fruitful. And true enough, he will be fruitful as soon as he comes to Jerusalem. And Ephraim is near the desert also. It's far from the city, para hindi siya masyadong makwa ng mga tao. And from there, he went up to Jerusalem. And it seems that from here, Jesus wanted to make his disciples be acquainted with the circumstances of what's going to happen, meaning of his death, no? and his passion. That's why he took them apart. Nakita niyo, sabi niya, he took them aside, no? By themselves to tell them about what's going to happen to him. What Jesus did was very significant and important. Bakit po? Because they were his first witnesses. Sila yung unang witnesses ni Lord sa mga sinabi niya, sa mga ginawa niya, sa mga pinagaling niya, no? And so he has to establish kumbaga yung the rooting, no? He want them very much rooted sa kanyang mga aral, sa kanyang mga turo, sa kanyang mga ginawa, no? And the disciples will definitely know this and will be confirmed as soon as they see him freely and voluntarily die on the cross in order to fulfill the mission given to him by his heavenly Father for the redemption of mankind, sa ating pong redemption. So it was also previously announced by Isaiah. If we look at Isaiah 50 verses 4 to 6, nandun po, mababasa po natin yan. And also sa Isaiah 53 verses 1 to 10. This is why Jesus speaks to the disciples about the tortures, the death, his death, I mean, that he will have to face in Jerusalem. Sa Jewish context po kasi, ang teacher at ang estudyante ay laging magkasama. No? Parang B1, B2 yan. He B1, not B2. No, ganun yan. So, a disciple, so we may say, a disciple should follow his master even if he has to suffer like him. Ganun po yun. Kasi po, tonight's gospel, we see in tonight's gospel that the disciples were all frightened and they accompanied Jesus with fear. Takot sila lahat. Kasi hindi nila maintindihan kung ano yung ibig sabihin ni Lord. Aside from that, yun na nga, hindi nila maintindihan bakit siya kailangan mag-suffer. No? Kasi sa mga disipulo po, suffering did not correspond to the idea that they had about the Messiah. So if you read Matthew 16, 21 to 23, ganun po. No? So hindi nila maintindihan. Bakit kailangan mag-suffer ng Messiah? For them kasi, the Messiah, if Jesus is really the Messiah, no? He is a political Messiah to them. Para sa kanila.
But king.
Oo, king. Yan, ganyan. Somebody who will ultimately be successful enough to liberate them from the bondage of Rome. But we'll explain about this more later. So we go to verse 18. It says, "Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death." Si Saint Luke po, sabi po niya sa 18 verse chapter 18 verse 31, in-inform niya tayo doon that our Lord at this point continuously referred to the necessity of fulfilling the predictions of the prophets regarding the Son of Man. His passion, of course, that is his passion, death, and resurrection. And so, as they move up to Jerusalem, because Jerusalem was built on high ground, and having said that, we see how this is related to our altars in all the Catholic churches in the world. Diba, Mami, na nalaman natin to sa ating pong, sa ating gospel, ano yun? Bible timeline. Brother Jeff talks about the altar. No? The Latin word for that is altos or altare. No? Table or a stand on which sacrifice is offered. And in the Catholic Church, di ba?
Mapapansin niyo po sa simbahan natin, mm-hmm, ang altar, ang primary attention, ano, di ba? At siya din ay naka-elevate.
Elevated.
Lagi siyang mataas.
Altus, meaning elevated, mataas. So, similarly, Mount Calvary is like an altar in Jerusalem where Jesus was offered. He was offered there. He tells them how he will be betrayed in tonight's gospel, although he does not say by whom. We will be eventually know this sa Last Supper. And he will be condemned to death. No, this happens in the hall of Caiaphas. Because there, all the religious leaders unanimously cried out, no, ipako sa cross. Ay, I'm sorry. He is guilty. No? He is guilty. Matthew, this is in Matthew 26, verse 66. So, in verse 19, makikita po natin doon, he was delivered to the Gentiles. And who are the Gentiles mentioned here? They are the Romans, no? Headed by Pontius Pilate, because he's the highest ranking official during that time. And kasama niya yung kanyang minions, siyempre, mga political leaders, and as well as yung mga guards. So, a person, sa Jewish context din po, a person being handed over to the Gentile is regarded by the Jewish people as a most abusive and derogatory form of punishment. It is exactly how slaves are treated, no? Because the Gentiles are the masters during that time, yung mga Romans, sila yung mga Gentiles. And Pilate confirms this to Jesus when he said, "Thy own, your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you up to me." This will be, you can read this at John chapter 18, verse 35. But the irony of it all is this. We see his own people, the Jewish people, mocked, scourged, and wanted to crucify him. So only the Jews called for his death and crucifixion. Sila lang yung sumigaw because they have no power to do it. Kung hindi nila siya iha-hand over kay Pilate. That's the only way for them to get rid of him. No? Yun lang yung way. So, nung nag-decide si Pilate, eh, naghugas siya ng kamay. Kasi sabi niya, kayo to ha, hindi ako. No? So, his flagellation ni Lord and the people's mocking were all consequences of him, of Jesus being handed over or delivered up to Pilate. And obviously, the Jewish people, they intended it, especially the religious leaders, because they knew that flagellation usually is followed by crucifixion. Death on the cross, and the mocking, scourging, are the what we call the principal parts of our Lord's passion. Yan yung mga principal parts. And in the midst of all this, tingnan niyo po, Saint Matthew still presented words of consolation by reminding the reader, no, tayo po, that he will be raised on the third day. Yun po yung consolation to the Christian community. And siyempre, tayo na nalaman na natin, nababasa na natin. Although, as we have previously mentioned, even this part was missed by his apostles or by the disciples. Si St. Luke, sabi niya sa chapter 18, verse 34, sabi niya doon, the disciples didn't understand any of this. Its meaning was hidden from them and they didn't know what he was talking about. No, there are actually a lot of different opinions or interpretations regarding the meaning of these words. No, but it is quite clear that the disciples understood him on some several occasions when he spoke about his passion, naintindihan nila that he was talking about his death. Like in Matthew chapter 16, verse 22,
no? Sabi ni Peter doon na, Lord, hindi mangyari sa ito na mamamatay ka at papatayin ka sa cross mo. Sa Matthew 17, verse 22 to 25 din, no? Sabi ni Lord doon, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and on the third day, he will be raised to life. So, yung mga disciples at that time, they were filled with the grief of what they have heard. So, yun, mami, baka meron tayo yeah. Yung munang commercial.
Stop so, patiin lang po natin nanonood po, no? Eto, matagal ko nang hindi nakikitang pinsan.
Oo, sino
pinsan yan? Arnold.
Arnold.
Arnold Barago. Yan.
Si Arnold, love you.
Oo, si Mami Pasing na
Mami,
nasa
hello. Antipolo. Hello po, Mami. Love you, miss you.
Grace and Moco Arenas.
Hi, Arenas family. Hi, Luke.
Luke, hello. Pai, si Sister Pai, Sister Pai, nasa biyahe ka ba?
Nga, Sister Pai, ingat sa biyahe ha.
Si Sister Nol,
Sister
and
Nol and
Brother Mark tayo, and the kids. Si hello, Sasha, welcome. Sasha sa Gentry. Magandang gabi.
Welcome, welcome Sasha.
Sabi ko, kanina si Sister Shirley Villaluna. Ayan, okay.
Si
Tito Ed Santos.
Uy, Tito Ed.
Tito Ed. Long time no si Tito Ed.
Oh, namiss
ka na namin.
Saan tayo?
Si Brother June Aquino
Brother
at
June.
Si Sister Edna Figueroa.
Hi, Sister Edna. Welcome sa inyo, Brother
Maraming
June.
Maraming salamat
Edna.
For,
thank you for sharing your
for
time with us.
Joining us po.
So, going back po sa ating gospel, no, hindi nila maintindihan ng mga apostles yung mga pinagsasabi ni Lord. No? What they could not understand, of course, they understood him. It's all about his, na mamamatay siya. But what they could not understand was why he, who was the eternal Son of God. Kasi naiintindihan nila yung konsepto ng Messiah eh, no? Although in a different way, no? He who was the eternal Son of God should voluntarily and of his own free will submit to the sufferings which he might have escaped. Pwede naman yung takasan yung suffering na yun, yung death na yun eh, no? Dahil makapangyarihan siya. Kaya hindi nila maintindihan bakit eh. Bakit kailangan niyang harapin? But why did he had to go up to Jerusalem and be sentenced to death? They could not understand that, yung object or yung necessity. And of course, the end of it all, no? Hindi nila makuha yun, no? And so, we see here that the wisdom of God displayed in the mystery of redemption was something that they could not really grasp. So, we go to verses 20 to 23. The petition of the mother of James and John. Okay. So, kilala niyo mo ba yung mother of James and John? Mami, kung sino?
Hindi. Daddy hindi lang
mo,
kailangan.
Hindi mo kilala? Si
Zebedee lang.
Yung asawa ni Zebedee, kung anong pangalan ni...
Hindi.
Well, the
Salome.
Ayun, yes.
Si Salome.
Salome. Yeah. Salome, you can read it, this in Matthew 27 verse 56 and Mark 15 verse 40. Okay? Yan po yun. And by the way po, our gospel nga pala for tonight is has its parallel verses. Sa Mark, Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 32 to 45. Yan po. Okay? So, the petition of Mami Salome.
Mami Salome.
Before we go on, notice po no, what she did before asking Jesus. She did him homage. Kasama niya yung dalawang anak niya. Nag-ano siya? Sinamba niya ito. Si Lord. Lumuhod siya. Nag-bow down siya sa harap ni Lord. And how could... The thing is, with all that's happening, papaano niya, how could she have the guts to ask the Lord of such request? Bakit of all the apostles, no, siya yung lumapit kay Lord at hiningi yung ganyang klase ng request? No? Kayo po, sa palagay niyo po, bakit malakas ang loob ni Aling Salome na humingi ng ganong klase ng request? No? Pasig nga po, pakisulat niyo nga po sa comment section. Kung, baka lang may idea kayo bakit kung alam ninyo bakit malakas ang loob ni Aling Salome. Okay, let's continue. Oo nga, pero bakit? Bakit malakas ang loob niya? So, okay, let's go on. In the Gospel of St. Mark po, chapter 10, verse 35, it says there that it was John and James themselves that addressed him this very general, in very general terms, asking him to grant whatsoever they would desire. Iba po kasi yung nangyari sa Gospel of Mark. Si, ang nag-request doon, yung dalawang magkapatid. Dito sa gospel natin, kay Matthew, yung parallel verse natin din,
si
Mami Salome ang nag-request. No? So, ibig sabihin ba may gospel contradiction po tayo? Diba sinasabi natin madalas na there's no contradiction in the gospels. No? Pag sa pagdating sa Biblia. No? Not really, because it could be that they were really the ones who asked the question. Pinadaan lang nila, ginamit lang nila si Mami Salome para hindi naman kahiya-hiya na mukhang kapalmok sila dun sa sampu, no? Para hindi nakakahiya. And so, the question is, bakit confident si Mami Salome? No? May nag, ano ba? Meron bang nag-reply kung, si, kung bakit confident si Mami Salome? Wala. Okay. Well, one possible reason po would be because Mami Salome was one of those pious women na who are have been following the ministry of our Lord. She was one of those who supported the Lord's ministry. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang siya follower, naglalaba siya ng financial support kay Lord along with other women.
Na, they were mentions ano, in the Bible, oh, yes. In the New Testament.
Yes.
And Jesus were doing or preaching in their house. Uh-huh. Sa bahay nila.
So sila yung, yes. Like Martha and, sino isa?
Mary
and Mary. Martha.
Yes. No?
Sila, kasama si Salome, sa iba pang babae, ay nagpapakain sa mga sa mga disciples and kay Lord. Pinaprepare nila yung pangangailangan nila in their ministries. Yun. So, and also, i-mention ko na rin, ano, if we look at the Synoptic Gospels, makikita po natin doon na this 12 is what we call the Bible scholars call the core group of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kasi by this time, no, by this point of time, marami ng tagasunod si Lord. No? Remember, sa Last Supper, may mga umalis, naiwan yung 12. So, ibig sabihin, hindi lang si 12 ang tagasunod ni Lord.
No?
Marami na. Papunta pa lang sila sa Jerusalem yan. So, but in this core group, no, eh meron siyang tinatawag yung mga scholars na inner circle ni Lord.
Support system.
Yes, sila yung mga, hindi naman siguro favorite, ano, but inner circle, trusted people. And these are Peter, James, and John. The fishing partners of Peter, sila yun. The sons of Zebedee. Makikita natin yan saan? Well, sa Transfiguration, Matthew 17, chapter 17, verse 1 to 8. No? Sa Luke chapter 8, verse 49 to 56, no? Nung binuhay ni Lord yung anak ni Jairus, no? Yung namatay na batang babae. And also sa Matthew 26, 36 to 38, makikita natin doon sa Garden of Gethsemane. No? Sila na naman, yung tatlong, the three stooges na naman. Ay, sorry. yung tatlo na naman. So, sabi ni Lord, what do you wish nung lumapit sila, si Aling Salome? Lord, pwede ba pag naghahari ka na itong dalawa anak ko, paupuin mo isa sa kaliwa, isa sa kanan. O, di ba? Kung kayo po si Lord, tanong ko lang, sana sagutin nyo naman, sumagot naman kayo, no? Participate, please. Kung kayo si Lord, sinong paupuin ninyo sa inyong kaliwa at sa inyong kanan pag naghahari na kayo? Sige nga, tignan ko nga kung sinong paupuin nyo. No? Mami, ikaw, sinong gusto mo paupuin sa kaliwa at kanan kung ikaw si Lord? Hindi mo alam. Okay. So, sige. Well, to continue, bakit naisipan na mag-iin ng ito na tanungin si Lord ng ganon? Kasi they are now going up to Jerusalem, di ba? And the purpose of them going to Jerusalem is to reign na. His reign is near, sabi nila. So, unahan na natin yung iba. Baka maghari ito eh, maiwanan tayo, wala tayong pwesto. No, sabi ng dalawang magkapatid. Kaya siguro kinutsaba nila yung kanilang ina.
Sounds na, family.
Oo, ikaw na lang magtanong mami. At nahihiya kami sa 12 para hindi obvious. No? Huwag kang masyadong halata. O ganun. Ganun ba? So, yon. And the kingdom is near. And nasa isip nila lahat yon. And since this Messiah is establishing his kingdom in Jerusalem, and he will free them from bondage, eh, kailangan makapwesto na tayo. So, kumbaga, they wanted to be the next in command after Jesus. Kumbaga, sa panahon natin, isang Prime Minister A at saka isang Prime Minister B.
Chief of Staff.
Parang ganun yun, oo. So, parang ganun yung gusto nila. And they did not understood that it's a different thing that the Lord was talking about. You know, his intentions. because true greatness lies in sacrifice. That it is in self-giving or self-emptying kind of love that prime ministers, whatever A or B man yan, is the meaning of being a first servant. That is the servant of all. Yan po. So sa panahon natin, mami, di ba maraming ganito? Hindi nila naiintindihan na that the position that they had, presidente ka man, mayor ka man, governor ka man, or whatever, kung hari ka man or reyna, no? Eh, yan ay hindi mangyayari kung hindi yan kaloob ng Diyos sa kanila.
Actually, natusulat po yan, na ang mga hari ay itinalagan.
Tinalagan ng Panginoon. So, the Lord, by this time, answered them, you know not what you ask. Can you drink the chalice that I shall drink? So, sabi nila. Sumagot naman yung dalawang kapatid. Sabi nila, yes, we can. Parang si Obama lang, ano? Yes, we can. Sabay pa tayo. Impromptu po yan. Hindi kami nag-uusap dyan. So, obviously, alam ni Lord. Alam naman ni Lord that their mother was the ano ba yun? The culprit. Yung pasimuno, no? Sa pagtatanong na ito. No? In behalf of the two. No? They know that the Lord knew that it was the mom, no? And indeed, they know not what they ask, sabi nga ni Lord, on several grounds. First, because they mistook the nature of the kingdom as an earthly temporal kingdom. Iba yung tingin nila, no? Sabi nga nila, siguro sabi nila, kayakang-yaka namin magpatakbo ng gobyerno ng kaharian, no? Yakang-yaka. Secondly, they mistook the means for gaining preeminence, no, the position. They think that Jesus could bestow it to whomever he pleases on the grounds of friendship or preference without any regard to merit. No? So, kaya nga sabi ni Lord, in order to correct them, their errors, can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink? No? It's inubukan niyang tanongin. Alam niyo po, sa Jewish, sa sacred scripture, the word chalice, no, in Jewish custom, is used by the master of the feast, no? Who is the soul. Siya yung bukod tangi na authorized in tempering the wine as he wish, whatever he wish to, however he wish to. Like in the wedding sa Cana, di ba? Naubusan ng alak. Anong ginawa ni Lord? Well, nagbigay siya ng panibagong alak. Nagmilagro siya. First miracle niya ron. And it is the master of the feast. Kung anong gusto niyang ipainom sa mga bisita, kung una ba, masarap na alak ba, o hindi. Siya yung merong ano nun, say on that. Okay? May gusto ka sabihin man? Wala. So the Greek adds the Greek words, and to be baptized with the baptism with which I am to be baptized. Sa parallel verse po natin kay Mark, kasama yung baptism. And so, kay Mark po sa chapter 10, no, verse 38, it has also the same, ano, it is included, no, pati sa Latin Vulgate version, nandun po siya, yung baptism na yun. Pero kay Matthew, wala yung word na baptism. No? Can you be baptized, sabi ni Lord. So the idea conveyed in such baptism is the same as that conveyed in the metaphor of the chalice. Kasama po yun. It refers to his sufferings and to his death. Kagaya po sa Luke chapter 12 verse 50, sabi niya doon, I have a baptism to undergo and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. No, gustong matapos ni Lord yun, ang baptism na yun. So the metaphor of baptism here is indicative of his sufferings. And it's probably because of the prevalent notion that water were expressive of suffering. Kaya nga po, when we were baptized, sabi sa Catechism of the Catholic Church, ay paragraph 1214, sabi doon, water symbolizes the catechumen's burial into Christ's death, from which he rises up by resurrection with him as a new creature. So, paano yun? Ganito po yun. All baptized Christians are joined to Christ and share in His threefold mission as prophet, priest, and king. Yan po yun. So, in verse 23 po, 23, he said to them, Jesus answered them, you will indeed drink my cup and be baptized with my baptism. But to sit on my right and my left is not mine to give to you, but to them for whom it is prepared by my Father. And indeed, when they said yes to the Lord, no, St. James, ano nangyari kay St. James? He was put to death by Herod. And St. John, after being scourged like the other apostles by the Jews, was cast by the orders of the by orders of Domitian, the leader nila that time, no, into a cauldron of boiling oil. Nilagay siya doon. Pero something happened, miraculous happened, and hindi siya namatay. Kaya ang ginawa, hindi ka namin mapatay, patatapong ka namin sa Patmos. Ganun po yung nangyari kay Saint John. So we go to verses 24 to 28, our last verses. So yung first, the first place of honor. So, ano nangyari po? The other disciples were furious sa dalawang ito. Sabi nila, mga sipsep, yung dalawang ito. Gusto mauna. No? So, ibig sabihin, ang point ko is, hindi lang yung dalawang may intention. Meron din yung sampu. Gusto nila din, may position din sila. Siyempre, papayag ba si Pedro na wala siyang position? Eh, siya yung head. Siya yung future head ng simbahan. Diba? So, but the Lord said, this is not the supposedly the way that you should behave. Those who call the shots, sabi ni Lord, those who call the shots in this world, no, bully others and brag about their prowess. So, sabi ni Lord, you are to be far different. Dapat you will serve others even as I do, the way that I have served them. For I have come to serve, not to be served. No? I have come to serve, not to be served, and to give my life as a ransom for many. So this passage po is very unique kay St. Mark. It echoes the mission of the suffering servant of God. Okay? And as prophesied in Isaiah, Jesus gives himself as a new title. Hindi na niya tinatawag ang sarili niya as Son of God, but Son of Man. So naintindihan po natin, Son of God is one title of the Lord, pero that pertains to His divinity. Now the word Son of Man still pertains to His divinity, pero in here in this particular term na ginamit dito sa gospel natin, He is the Son of Man. Oh, His humanity, He's being represented here by our humanity, no, to redeem us. No? He is now an ordinary fellow. He accepts inaccept niya yung mission niya to as a life of service which will end in death and suffering. So he's being poured out for the salvation of all, no? And this is now being parang inuulit natin as a memorial sa kanyang death and resurrection sa bawat misa sa Holy Eucharist. So if we are to be followers of Jesus, my brothers and sisters, and be truly great, if you want to be great, and we must renounce placing any limits on how much we are willing to give or whom we are willing to serve. The one who is greatest is not the one who appears on the cover of People magazine. Rather, it is the one who will go to the greatest lengths for those who are least worthy and least grateful. So that ends for my sharing for tonight. Sister Jean.
Kasama rin natin, Brother Ben, ngayong gabi si Sister Gina Baluyot, si Sister Hello, Pebs.
Hello, Gina, Sister Pebs. Of si course, thank you sa Marienda.
Tita Choli.
Tita Choli po. Hello yeah. po. Magandang gabi po. Manu po.
Manu po.
Okay.
So, yun.
Binati ka dyan ng happy birthday.
Ay, marami pong sabi salamat. Tita Choli. Marami pong salamat sa lahat ng bumati sa akin. Yes. Napakarami. March 2 na po. Nagdami pa rin pong bumabate. Yes. Marami pong salamat for remembering. So,
okay, so
for our reflection for tonight po, may I just add lang, Brother Bing, mm-hmm. sa psychology kasi,
uh-oh.
Meron po tayong tinatawag na ang tao, meron siya talagang yearning o pagnanasa o meron siyang kangangailangan to be recognized. Mm-hmm. Yan siyang pangailangan to. Gusto niya maganda sa paningin ng iba. No? So, meron po talaga tayo niyan. So, malimit nga natin sinasabi pag kami gagawin tayo, what is it? What's in it for me?
What's in it for me?
What yes. do I gain from this? Yes. Pag may trabaho, magkano yes. sweldo ko? Yes. Anong makukuha ko dito? So, gusto din natin yung...
Ay, makat kita. Sorry, Sandalia. Uh-huh. Thank you sa lahat na nag-pray sa akin. May trabaho na po. Salamat po sa prayers.
So, yun. Tayo ay yearning dun sa tayo ay nare-recognize. Meron pa, kung itataas natin yung level, gusto natin nalalagay yung pangalan natin Amen. Sa certificate.
Oo.
Sa billboard.
Sa billboard, yes.
Sa billboard. Meron, makikita niyo po yan, di ba, mga politiko. This project has been project accomplished with the under mayor, the
so-and-so.
supervision of mayor. Yeah. So, yun, we minsan nga, ano, di ba, gusto natin yun. Meron talaga tayong yearning for that. Sa Maslow's hierarchy of needs, meron tayo nun, no? No, self-recognition.
Yes.
Self-esteem. No? So, meron po tayo nun. Pero, iba po kasi sa pagiging servant ng Panginoon. No? Tagaya ng dalawa, no? Gusto nila, kaliwa at kanan. Yan, kaliwa at kanan. Gusto nilang mapupunta sa, makaupo sa kaliwa at kanan ng hari. Kasi tinitingnan nilang magiging hari na si Kristo. So, ako sino yung nasa kaliwa at kanan? So, napaka-importante po kasi noon, no? Kahit noon, kahit ngayon, napaka-importante. Pagka merong isang mataas ang pwesto, lagi tinatong, sino yung assistant niya? Ayan. Well, president, sino yung vice president? So, ganun. Sino yung chief of staff? So, sa atin naman sa apostolic work, we start out our apostolic work with purity of intention.
Yes.
Okay. Bakit mo ginagawa ang ginagawa mo? Ano ang nasa loob ng puso mo? Ginagawa mo lang ba yan dahil gusto mo makita yung pangalan mo? Bakit ka kumakanta sa choir?
Oo.
Dahil para makita ka, marinig boses mo, o para magpulit sa Diyos?
O para makita si Crush.
O para makita ka ni Crush.
Kasi what's in it for me? Kakanta ako pero kailangan.
So, we have to check the purity of our intention. Yes. Is that really purity of intention or we purely look for attention? Yan. Baka mistaken po natin yung purity of intention tsaka purely attention. So, we should not be mistaken po sa ganun. Dahil sabi nga ni Kristo, kung gusto natin maging great, kailangan tayo maging servant. Okay. Bakit ka nagbibigay sa poor, sa mga tao, ba't ka nag-aabuloy? Bukod sa marami kang pera o wala kang pera. Pareho po yun, yung maraming pera at parehong, at walang pera, pwede po yun magbigay. Pero ano po ang intention? Ano po ang nasa loob ng puso? So, sabi niya, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. So, look at the lives of the saints. Let us look at the lives of the saints. It is not about aggrandizing our ego. But it
aggrandizing,
is,
what's that? What does that mean?
We patronize our own. We put it in public and so that we are to be patronized, no? So, we aggrandize our ego. Pinifeed lang ba natin yung ego natin? Or sa tunay na meaning po ng servanthood, it has to be emptying. It has to be emptying of ourselves. Service is about giving. Servanthood is about providing for others. And loving is about emptying of ourselves. Dun po yung greatness ng service.
Yes.
Not to be recognized, but we do it with love. We do it because the Lord, because we serve the Lord. We do it for our God, not for anything else. So let us, no? Let us examine our intention. So what is there in your heart.
Kasi lalabas yan eh.
Yes. Mm. It will come
out. Itago mo man yan, lalabas yan.
So, let us be careful of it, of the purity of intention or versus the purely attention lang ng gusto natin. So, sabi nga ni Tita Chody, ayan po, true service need not be recognized. What is important is the honest and sincere desire of our heart. Yan.
Pero Sister Ching, sabi ko lang, meron din namang ganito, no? Like ako, halimbawa, during the time na your group invited me when you were young, sa Legion of Mary, no? Sa Legion of Mary, kung in-invite nila ako to be part of that group, to serve the church, no? To serve sa church, ay ang intention ko po is ligawan si Sister Ching. Yun ang intention ko.
Bad.
Bad intention, ano? Wala talaga ako intention na, ano, na mag-serve.
Bad.
But then again, na-develop po yung desire ko.
Maybe because Brother Ben, you're seeing lang what is superficial.
Yes.
Yung nasa pang-ibabaw. You don't really see the intent. Yung ano ng Lord sa
iyo. So, ibig sabihin, the Lord has other plans. Kaya, imbis na ligawan ko si Sister Ching, what happened was, naging sakristan ako. Aside from being a legionary at that time, naging sakristan ako. Tapos, naging choir member ako at nagtugtog ako ng gitara para sa kanila. No? Tapos, naging catechist po ako, kaming dalawa. Tapos, hindi lang po yun. We started learning the scripture. Nagkaroon kami ng ibang seminars and from then on, we were trained, no? to do house-to-house Bible study. Hanggang sa binibitawan na kami ni Brother Rudy, yung aming mentor.
Along the way, we have to examine really the how.
So,
the why. Why do you do what you do? What is in there?
Meaning, the Lord has also His ways on how to redirect you kung ikaw ay naliligaw man. No? Kagaya po nang nangyari sa akin. Pero sinagod din naman ako ni Sister Ching, naging ex ko siya.
This is not about
ex ko na siya eh, kasi
this is not about us.
Oh, this is not about us. I'm just sharing yung ating yun nangyari sa akin.
So yun po. So let us reflect on that for tonight. And
Sister Pem, umabot ang hair dito sa bayan.
Wala namang hair, sister. Wala.
Okay.
So yun po. So it's next week, Sunday is the third Sunday of Lent.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage everyone to continue with our Lenten reflection.
Yes.
Make this Lent a better one for us, especially during the pandemic.
Yes.
Because the Lord really has something for us.
If you have
to say to us.
Yes. If you have questions, po, write it down sa comment section. Habang live pa po tayo, we can answer that if you want. No, kung meron po. Tapos, i-announce lang din po namin. Tapos ka naman si Sister Ching, okay na? Okay, we'd like to announce po na next week po, we will be using Zoom. Zoom app. We will share the link po sa ating pong, sa inyong pong lahat. At hopefully.
Pero
Facebook Live pa rin tayo.
Facebook Live pa rin. But the platform will be using
Zoom. Pwede kayo pumasok doon sa Facebook Live. No? Sa Zoom. Okay, sa Zoom.
Sa Zoom, pwede rin.
And then, ano ba yun, Be? May interaction na po tayo. Makakapagsalita na kayo.
Pwede
no, live.
Pwede na namin kayong makita.
Yes, pwede nyo makita at makapagpuntahan na tayo online. Diba? Nagle-level up na tayo, mami. So, kung may next Sunday, next Wednesday po, live Zoom na po tayo via FB, via Zoom sa FB pa rin. Tapos, you can ask your questions. Kumbaga parang ganito na. We can see you. I can see you also. Ganun. And then you can share. So, ang mangyari po ganito, no? Ang mangyari po, we will be asking at least 2 sharer. Pwede. Hindi kasi pwedeng lahat tayo. 21 tayo kanina, no? 22. Ganyan. Hindi pwedeng lahat yung 22 magsalita. So, hindi tayo makakain ng dinner pagka po pinag-usapan natin. We're talking about the Word of God. Grabe po, pag ang Word of God ang pinag-sharean natin, ay nako, walang katapusan po yan. Napakasarap kasi ng usapan ni pagkaganyan. Kaya we will be asking 2 sharers.
Okay po. Kami, may gusto ko pa sabihin.
Okay na po. Marami pong salamat. Okay, and pananalangin po natin as a community. Taas po natin ang mga humihingi ng panalangin sa atin. Yes. And let us acknowledge the Lord by this saying in the name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Panginoon Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, nagpupuri kami sa iyo. Salamat po sa panahon ito na pinagkaloob mo sa amin, sa pagkasalo namin sa iyong salita. Salamat po sa mga nakarinig, nag-share. Salamat po sa mga mensahe mo sa amin, Panginoon. Let us, Lord, examine our intention, O Lord, to the things that we do. May we serve you from the bottom of our hearts. May we serve you with purity of intentions, O Lord. And as a community, tinataas po namin sa iyo ang mga sumusunod na humihingi ng panalangin, si Sister Louie, para po sa kanyang speedy recovery from her shoulder operation. Si Sister Linda Sung at Sister Gina Baluyot for also for speedy recovery. Ang husband po ni Sister Edna Figueroa. Sa paggaling din, tuloy ang paggaling ni Sister Pebs. At sa pag-aaral, no po, paggabayan mo po at tulungan sa pag-aaral niya si Brother Paul Madriaga. Panginoon, ganun din. Ang lahat ng kasama namin ngayon, lahat sila may hinaing, lahat sila may dreams, lahat po sila ay may petition, Panginoon. Maring di namin mabanggit, hindi po nila mabanggit, pero alam mo po ang hinaing ng puso nila. Tinataas po namin ang lahat ng ito sa iyo at sa pamamagitan ng iyong banal na Espiritu, touch them, O Lord. Reach out to them and hear their prayers, O Lord, and hear their petitions. All this we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen and amen. Marami pong salamat. And humabol po ang aking pinsan na taga Alfonso, si Ate Evelyn. Magandang gabi sa iyo, si Brother Benny Sanggalang. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Inote lang si Sister Pearl, sabi niya, I like it. Purity of intention, so, not purely attention.
Yung pang yun. Facebook. Yes. Pang okay. Facebook. Maraming so, salamat po.
We'll see you again next Wednesday. Yeah. Zoom na siya. Yeah. We will see you. We will see each other. Mm-hmm. And as always, always remember, Wednesday is Bible study day. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
This program is brought to you by Make It Real Studios. You're listening to Wednesday Bible Study Block on TP24 Radio.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is the Wednesday Bible Study Block with the AWJP SOS Light Group. And of course, they're both speaking and for those participants here or attendees here on Zoom, this talk is hereby recorded and streamed to Facebook Watch and YouTube. And the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of the guests and the management. Furthermore, the views and opinions of the guests do not reflect those of the host, the show, the management, and the network. And of course, we are on the AWJP SOS Life Group, part of the Wednesday Bible Study Block. And of course, we are at the Puso series and Sis Aawod, or should I say, do you have anything to say, Sis Sara?
No, I'm good. You may proceed. Is there anything you want me to share?
And of course, what I have to mention it is that we are also going to be into V-Play edition also for those who are missing out of this Puso series, and it's also being replayed through DP24 Radio. And of course, I'll return myself into the space. And of course, do you have any idea why we are going into the Puso series?
I'm sorry, come again.
Once again, do you have any idea on why we are into Puso series?
Natawa ka bigla, Dora.
Good evening to all of you, especially to those who are participating from the Middle East, especially Sis Dana. And of course, we are live not only nationwide but worldwide as well. And without further ado, let's have an intro worship. And so we come in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All together, let's pray, Lord, as we proceed through this wonderful topic that we need to learn more about, especially on these friendship matters, through the guidance and wisdom from yours only. And of course, we might be learning together as a community in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, and as we sing this wonderful worship song that we could promise to. And as we come along, O Lord, that we promise to trust in you through words and deeds that we are going to learn and to inspire one another, all of this in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And of course, we're at the Puso series, and we have concluded this into worship. And if you're wondering on what could it be the previous talks that were, and then I'll show it to you. Previously, we have the talk one, which discusses about the happiness. Talk 2 is all about the identity. Talk 3 talks about the pain that I have previously talked about. If you have missed this one, you may rewind it all throughout DP24 Radio or FB page. And of course, talk 4, we have anger, talk 5 on the insecurity, and talk talk six sod about belongingness. And so without further ado, let's proceed to this next talk in which we talk about the friendship. And you might be exclaiming like this, "Oy, mahinag-ad!" Of course,
get me full.
We are on the friendship phase, and some of you might be struggling on what this friendship is all about. And of course, we're going to talk about right away here on this AWJP SOS like group, and we're going to this question: do you have friends?
Of course.
Yes.
Sisga says yes also. And I can see on the chat box here. And of course, some of you might be struggling to make friends. And of course, here are the expectations versus the reality. And hopefully this PowerPoint presentation would be responsive as it should. And here are the expectations versus reality. First things first, there's some sort of a squad goals. Second thing here, it is the reality wherein it strikes me hard the most. It's either if you were or no friend at all. Wherein, as you can see on these photos that I have been going through, oops, there might be something wrong here on the response with the slideshow. Or
nice.
It's the TP34 media. And these are the expectations that you might be seeing. But not all of this, as you have been shown, it's okay for my pen. But of course, it could be a struggle to maintain such friendships that I have been going through. And for those who are wondering, why is it considered a struggle for me? Well, let's admit this one. The quote or the Bible verse quote that says in the Proverbs chapter 18 verse 1 in the GNT version, it says like this: people who do not get along with others are interested only in themselves. They will disagree with what everyone else knows is right. You know what? There are some tips that I might have to share it with you especially to find a right friend. But for some cases, I have 1,500 FB friends, but sometimes I have a tendency to regulate those numbers before it zooms up. But of course, I have a way to advise it to all of you guys, brothers and sisters. And we have to admit this. Right here in this pandemic, it is too hard to find a friend through interpersonal. Maybe some of you might be affected by the current quarantine restrictions, but we should not underestimate about the interpersonal or the face-to-face communications. Of course, we should make friends already right from the start of our elementary or high school years, and so will the college. And of course, we have to choose friends wisely, as it said. And of course, there's a wise saying with a quote, quote and quote, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. And there's a reference that says in the Proverbs chapter 13, chapter 13, verse 20. And we have to go through these tips. First things first, you have to select friends who can help you become the better version of yourself. Of course, right as I speak, I have found a friend all throughout the piece. And yes, of course, I have also a ministry that I belong. Some of you might know about this already. But for those friendly advices that I have been receiving, especially to not only to the Feast SM Tasmania's family, but also to the wonderful AWGBS OS fam. Thank you so very much, because I have to send all of those direct messages just in case of any problems or issues that may arise. And of course, it is continued with the second step. Choose people who can provide you inner strength and encouragement. Of course, if I could remember this one that's coming from the recent Bible study community that I have listened to or watched. And it says in that GNT version of Matthew chapter 20, verse Wait, verse 24. The excerpt. And it says, when that other 10 disciples heard about this, they became angry with the two brothers. Verse 25, so Jesus called them all together and said, quote and quote, you know that the rulers of the heathen have power over them and the leaders have complete authority. Verse 26, this however is not the way it shall be among you. If one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. Verse 27, if one of you wants to be first, you have to be slave of the others. Verse 28, like the Son of Man, who did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life to redeem many people. Of course, with due respect to the connection with the friendship with the 12 disciples and also with Jesus Christ.
Well, sorry to cut you. What's the verse? I mean, what's the Bible chapter, Bible book and chapter again?
Matthew, if in case you have missed this out, you can turn your Bible into chapter 20, verse 24, all the way until 28. Matthew chapter, wait, before I forget this one, Matthew chapter 20, verse 24, all the way until 28. Of course, there must be an encouragement in times of problems that it may arise. And of course, the inner strength that is needed through friendship. And so, always remember to select people who can correct you. The Bible verse that I have mentioned earlier is that there would be some sort of corrections that are needed in order for us to be molded into the desirable values that we need. And of course, we have to go through this phase so that we could have less regrets for any decisions that we might regret later on. And so, here are the friendship verses that I have to mention all throughout with the Proverbs chapter 18 verses 15, 16, and 19. And it says, intelligent people are always eager and ready to learn. Next, do you want to meet an important person? Take a gift and it will be easy. But let's hold this stone. In that case, we have a technological advances, and so we are very thankful for this Zoom gathering of this life group. And of course, we are come in this together in order to provide a genuine friendship, whether it is in person or online. But of course, we could be much safer if we could talk in person or do direct messaging so that we could be, or we could cherish our friendship all together. And the last, and that says, some friendships do not last, but some friends are more loyal than others. Let's listen to this one. Friendships that may last longer, but some do not. Of course, we should choose it wisely or select wisely in order for us to lead into a better life and a better decisions or dreams that would come true, whether if it's a, or should I say, whether if we are facing the hardships. And so we have to proceed to this ministry worship. Friends, if we could realize something that it is valuable, of course we should make this last longer. And might as well that I have to mention this one, that since I found Jesus Christ through this wonderful Zoom gathering, the AWG, the SOS Life Group, and the first day, the Feast SM Las Mañas. Of course, it's too hard for me to keep up on this ministry that I have to sir, also especially on the media. And of course, if we're going to promise for something greater, let's lead into this ministry worship. Of course, we could promise something that everything goes on what would happen in the next days or months or years that would come. And so as we pray, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful topic or insights that we have to praise for the friendship that would stand for longer, that would last longer. And whenever there would be a problem that would arise, please keep us into your promise to hold it on. And as we sing this, we pray to bring it on to your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If I could share this friendship advice that we are needed right now, of course, we have to why not let's try some sort of sumustahan that we might be needed right now in these trying times that we are going through. Eh, kamusta naman po kayo? Supposedly, mag-break out po muna tayo, but I'm hesitant to be on the breakouts, so I might prefer it. I might prefer to talk to each other as a group.
Kasi nabuhayan okay. Din ako sa ano, sa pinashare mo music, yung promise. Ang in-expect ko talaga din, to be honest, ano siya, mellow, ganyan. Nagulat ako na nag-beat na yung drums. Yung energy ko medyo hindi nakasabay. Oh, anyways, kanina po yung diniscuss ni Paul, basically talked about friendship. Why is it so important? Naghihintay na ako ng answers from all of you. Pero, nowadays, our idea of friendship, kumbaga, parang na-redefine na eh. Diba? Na-redefine siya because of the advancement of technology. Kumbaga, na, same thing, na-add ka lang as a friend. We call it as a friend. Pero in reality, if we're gonna check it, do we really call them friends? Or ang tawag lang talaga natin sa kanila ay contacts? Tingin mo kung ili-label yan. Diba? Kumbaga, ano yan eh. Kahit gano'ng karami yung friends mo ngayon sa Facebook or ilan yung followers mo sa Instagram, do you really consider all of them friends or yun lang talaga, followers lang? They just really want to know your life without being too much involved about it. Diba yung mga ganyan? Are you getting my point?
Yes.
Nakakainis dati kasi nauso yung paramihan ng friends sa Facebook. High school ako noon eh. So kung sino-sinong pinag-a-add ko, ngayon hirap na hirap ako mag-unfriend kasi 4,000 sila. Diba? Kung i-check ko yung friends ko talaga doon, ano lang, iilan lang. So,
famous? Kung, famous?
Hindi. Ano lang, yeah. Naging masipag lang mag-add. Hindi talaga famous. Yeah! Rock and roll, rock and roll.
We have to kasi be ano, humble always.
Uy, hindi. Mukha tuloy akong mayabang. Hindi na.
Yung lang.
Si Ernest kasi, napaka-nito. Hindi po, ano lang talaga, yung nakikiuso ka kasi. So, kung sino-sino pinag-a-add mo, kahit di mo kakilala, eh di ba may mga suggest friends pa dati. So, even yun, ano mo, i-a-add mo. Talaga nag-aalat ako ng time dun sa pag-rent ko sa computer shop para na mag-add ng mag-add kasi gusto ko marami akong friends. Di ba? So, ngayon, hirap na hirap si Bes kung paano i-a-unfriend. So, sa mga friends ko dito sa Facebook, and ano ko rin, friends ko rin sa IG. Kung mapapansin nyo, mas active ako sa IG kaysa mag-post sa FB kasi mas private. I found it more private sa ano sa IG. Ganun siya. So kung papansinin natin, di ba parang because of the technology or because of what we have been experiencing, mas mababaw-babaw na yung tingin natin sa friendship. Tama? Parang okay na yan, add niya ako. Tapos minsan, even the cause of pagiging over, pag-friendship over, mas mababaw na rin, di ba? Hindi niya nilike, o kaya nag-angry reacts siya, hindi niya siya rin pinapashare ko, medyo nagkakaroon ng tampuhan. Diba? Kapag ganito po yung style natin in looking for a friend, magkakaproblema tayo. Di ba? Hindi lang nagkaroon ng magandang comment or what, di ba? Hindi i-unfriend na natin, mga ganyan. So, kahit po gaano karami yung friends natin ang social media, at the end of the day, check natin sino-sino kaya rito yung matatawagan ko lang, makukumusta ko, or who will do the same sa akin. Diba? Baka kapag nag-reality check tayo at the end of our lives, bibilang iilan lang sa mga kamay natin yung ano, diba? A-attend ng, kumbaga, burol. Burol ka agad, gusto yun. Diba? So kapag hindi po natin na-cultivate yung right kind of friendship, yung legit na totoo, diba, real life, face-to-face do, ngayon medyo mahirap talaga yung face-to-face, no? Pero yung ano, yung nagtitiwala kayo sa isa't isa, diba, you are getting to know each other deeper, Tapos talagang you are praying for each other, you strengthen each other, baka ano, mas mahirapan tayo. Why? Because we all need someone and someone also needs us. So the truth is, you and I ay hindi po meant to be alone. That is why, sabi nga po sa senior ni Paul kanina, dun sa verse ng Proverbs, yung kay King Solomon, sabi niya, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. So the people we allow to enter in our lives will either make or break us. Either mapapabuti ka dyan or mapapasama. Kasi nga, anong tawag dito, na-influensyahan ka niya. So when we say influence, it could be good, it could be bad. So dapat pinipili din po natin kung sino yung mga sasamahan natin sa buhay. Kasi po, ano, nakadepende sa sinasamahan mo, yung magiging buhay mo, yung ugali mo, or even direction mo sa buhay. So choose your friends well. Sa sinabi po ni Paul kanina, meron siyang three tips on how to choose your friends. Well, number one, choose friends who can help you become the better version of yourself. Meron, the better version of you. Diba? Meron ba kayo niyan? Diba? Meron, or sa network natin ngayon, sa life group natin ngayon, ang tagal na natin magkakasama, ang tagal na natin nagkikita linggo-linggo, have you considered any one of us to be your friend or attend ka lang kasi medyo wala tayong gagawin, medyo bored, diba? I am glad I belong here kasi I found friends, sisters, isa mo yun, mga kuyas and ates na nakikisakay sa trip mo. Isa mo yun, nakikisakay sa trip mo. Di ba? Bakit parang ayaw nyo akong seryosohin? Oo nga, seryoso ako. Mukha lang hindi, pero seryoso ako. I appreciate all of you. I cherish those moments na nagtatawanan tayo. Yung mga moment na nagagad si Ate Grass kasi kulang yung oras natin sa breakout room. Mga ganun. Ayan, mga ganyan siya. Ayan, di ba? The people who can help you become the better version of yourself, di ba? I appreciate Ate LJ, yung mga Monday members namin. Ate Dana, ano Ernest?
Iiyak na ba kami?
Oo, medyo lang. Sige na, please. Ayan, thank you. So, you are helping me also become better version of yourself. And hopefully, kayo rin po, you can find something here that helps you become the better version of yourself. Number two, choose people who can provide you inner strength and encouragement. So, kung encouragement lang naman po ang usapan, wala na po akong hahanapin pa rito. Kasi yung encouragement na natagpuan ko rito, aside from the love of the Lord, the scripture, even tawa, and yung tinatawag ko na ministry of me too, diba? Sa dami ng mga adulting concerns natin, nung napajoin ako sa gintong community, I found out na hindi pa pala ako baliw. Narumay pa pala ako. And I'm not the only one who can experience challenges, quarter life, crisis, mga ganyan. Marami pala tayo. So, nakakagaan ng kalooban, di ba? You can find encouragement. Tama?
Yes.
Tama.
Yes, and relate lastly, sa quarter life.
Oh, no.
My hugot naman, kuya.
My life pa pong nagaganap.
Alright. Lastly, number three, choose people who can correct you. May mga ganito na ba sa buhay nyo? Who can correct you? When was the last time you had a friend who told you na teka lang, uy sis, hindi tama yan. Uy bro, medyo mali na yan. Uy, hinay lang tayo. Diba? Uy, teka, wag ka dyan, delikado yan. Diba? Mga ganong moment. So, do you have those type of friends? Yung hindi ka bobolahin, instead sasabihin sa'yo yung totoo. Okay? So don't let the friendship you form on social media replace true friendship. Okay? Maganda po, social media is a powerful tool. Actually, I even preached about it. Digital platform is so powerful. It could reach places legit. It breaks barriers. Ang dami mong magagawa. Pero kapag nagamit siya sa mali, medyo kakainin ka ng buo. Diba? So huwag mo hayaan na yung social media will take over yung mga nabuo mong friendship in real life. Kasi iba pa rin po talaga yung personal relationships. That is why I've been praying really na matapos na to. Kasi iba pa rin yung may face-to-face encounter kayo. Diba? Yung face-to-face friendship, hindi yung thumb-to-thumb. Getchings?
Yun nga po.
Getchings.
Yes.
Alright.
May namimiss pa ako something.
Lahat naman.
Mga surprises na pinagkagawa.
Oo, yun. Ayun na kami, yung mga surprises, ganyan. So remember that you cannot leave... Ay, sorry. Ano yan, Paul? Sige.
You know what? Yung sa una na surprise ko po to mistake, yung hindi ko po sinabi to mga updated na schedule po. Yung pala'y nalipat na po at napubahan nga po into the morning session and then bumalik po ako sa Mr. na Media Ministry Service po. But of course, to their surprise na hindi ko po inabisuhan, nagulat po talaga siya. As in, yung sa nangyae po yung well, something related to one choice. Na bakit nandito po ako? Yung pala'y na-aprobahan na po yung paglipat ng schedule ng klase po into a morning slot. And then balik po ako sa pag-service office.
Nice.
And
napanigay. Grabe naman yung Tidana. Oh, thank you, Paul. Nakainta pala, napanaginip ako si Wancho, namatay daw siya tapos si Joy Spring sobrang town, as in. Tapos anong nangyari, te? Yun na yun, nakakainis. Biti na biti. Gigigil ako, te. So let's just cover them in prayer, whatever they are experiencing. Hindi natin alam, di ba? Pero let's cover them in prayer. Okay, anything more you want to share? Kasi kakonclude ko na po siya. Oo, tama yan. Okay? So remember, people, that we cannot really live alone. Diba? Kahit po sabihin natin gano'n tayo kalakas, kahit gano'n tayo tingin sa sarili natin, matured na, we will still be needing people around us. Okay? So let's choose our friends wisely because it could either make or break you. Now, let's proceed with the Zoomustahan na request ni Paul. Can I turn off the recording now, ate? Can I, everyone? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Sige. Sorry po, hindi ko na-gets.
The broadcast will be abruptly. So, thank you so very much yung sa talk na na-share ko na po. Don't forget to listen to this weekday edition. And see you next time.
See you next time.
You're listening to Wednesday Bible Study Block on TP24 Radio.
This is the device of Asho Imperata for the protection against the COVID-19 as of January 2021. As we come with the one Catholic nation, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All together, let's pray. Merciful and compassionate Father, we come to you in our need to seek your protection against the COVID-19 virus that has disturbed and even claimed lives. We ask you now to look upon us with love, and by your healing hand, dispel the fear of sickness and death. Restore our hope and strengthen our faith. We pray that you guide the people tasked to find cures for this disease and to stem its transmission. We thank you for the vaccines developed, made possible by your guiding hands. Bless our efforts to use these vaccines to end the pandemic in our country. We pray for our health workers that they may minister to the sick with competence and compassion. Grant them health in mind and body, strength in their commitment, protection from the disease. We pray for those afflicted. May they be restored to health soon. Protect those who care for them. Grant eternal rest to those who have died. Give us the grace in these trying times to work for the good of all and to help those in need. May our concern and compassion for each other see us through this crisis and lead us to conversion and holiness. Grant all this to our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We fly to your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our petition and our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. Our Lady, Health of the Sick, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Raphael the Archangel, pray for us. San Roque, pray for us. San Lorenzo Ruiz, pray for us. San Pedro Calungsod, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to TP24 Radio. If you like it, hit the follow button and listen to other shows every week. Always make sure to be safe. Be well, stay sane and dry, and do our love. God bless us all, and I love you.